I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Both the United States and Canada warn against travel to Haiti as violent protests continue. Rioters want President Jovenel Moïse to step down. As the riots spread countrywide, Compassion International's Edward Lesage tells us,
about 30% of our projects and partners are impacted, but a good number of them, 60-70%, are not necessarily directly impacted at this point.
Mostly, folks in the affected areas closest to city centers are just lying low. There remains a lot of uncertainty in the days ahead. Lesage says,
these would be our prayer requests at this point, protection and wisdom and the proper relevant teaching for integrity and courage at this time for these young people and for the children.
And Mission Cry is an organization dedicated to repurposing and distributing used Christian literature and Bibles. A generous donor recently provided Mission Cry with 50,000 Arabic Bibles to send to the Middle East. Mission Cry has previously distributed Christian books and Bibles in pockets of the Holy Land, like in Israel. Now they set a goal for further expansion in the surrounding regions. Mission Cry's Executive Director Jason Wolford says,
I find it fitting that we should also try to help our brothers and sisters in Christ in Palestine and in Jordan who don't have the means to buy a Bible or a Christian book.
Wolford hopes that encountering just one Bible will give people an opportunity to experience the ultimate hope in Christ. So what's preventing this? Mission Cry's biggest challenge is shipping the books and Bibles. We'll tell you how you can help at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.